from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Practice again yesterday, so three practices to look back on with a man who was there. KDKTV's Richie Walsh joining us right now. Hello, Richie.
What's up, Pony? How you doing?
Malsy's
every
here
time
too.
I come on with you guys, the Schultz Ford commercial was always on before. Now it's in my head, and I'm going to be repeating it all day.
Do you like our Camp Chronicles music? Could you hear that, Richie?
Well, I love it. Yeah, it seems like I'm at Disney World, like when you're getting ready to walk into one of those rides.
It's a wonderful life when you're on with Camp Chronicles for us, Richie. That's how we feel.
All right, Richie, is the hype real with Justin Fields from this weekend? You tell us.
You know, I think it's real with the fans. I don't know about so much with maybe the people covering the team. I know I'm there. I'm impressed by some of the things that he's done so far. He's definitely electric, but he's also made some mistakes. And I think we get caught up in seeing all the good plays on Twitter or X or Facebook, and the fans see the good plays, but they don't see what he has done also, where he's made some mistakes and missed some short passes. I mean, he's really good down the field, and he's awesome getting out of the pocket and running. Definitely threats, but I still don't think that it's a real competition for the starting quarterback for the Steelers. One thing that I'm scratching my head, and I know Chris and I talked a little bit about this last night on the showdown, is, you know, we talked to Russell Wilson after he injured his calf pushing a sled, and I don't know why he was pushing a sled, but anyways, he's pushing a sled, he gets injured, but then the next day he came out and said that basically if it was a regular season, he'd be able to play, and they've kind of sat him for these first 2 weeks. Now he's progressively done more and did some 11-on-11 stuff, but he hasn't really been out there. And that's what has me scratching my head. Why isn't he out there running with the team if he basically said that it was day-to-day that he was healthy enough if it was a regular season?
Well, here's the hypothesis, Richie, and I'll credit everybody that was involved on the showdown yesterday. We all were kicking this around. Do you think the Steelers, because they don't have a contract for either guy for next year, wanted to take an extended look at Justin Fields right now and think about maybe trying to get something done based on how he looked for 2 weeks as the number one starter?
Well, I know there was talk of trying to get a deal with him at some point. I mean, they weren't going to pick up his $25 million option. And no question, I'm buying into that theory. You're getting a really good look at what he's doing here. And for Russell Wilson, you don't necessarily need him in this part of camp, right? He's been there through OTAs. He's a veteran. He knows this offense. He's your starter. So I can see where this hypothesis,
offense, Richie? Because
he says he does.
Yeah, but it's his first year in it. It's his first year in it. He's never actually run it in games. Like, I have to at least, you know, cast a little bit of doubt on the idea that he knows it just because he's never actually run it when the real action's happening.
Well, here's what I would say to that is he's a veteran. I mean, he's been around. He's been in multiple different offenses. And I would trust that he knows this type of offense. I guess you know, the schemes are basically the same. The language might be a little bit different, but I mean, it's not like anything he hasn't run before. Maybe, you know, new personnel is, you can kind of throw that into the mix. He's got to get used to these guys, and this is where that's a benefit now, working with these guys. But I know he had a lot of these guys, to Florida or out to California, and he worked a lot with everyone during OTAs, and they almost had basically 100% participation in that. So I feel like he's, and he, in multiple times, you know, I know he likes to talk, Russell Wilson, but multiple times he said, when asked the question, he feels comfortable.
Richie, how about George Pickens? Did he show this weekend that he is ready to make that jump to elite receiver in the NFL?
I think so, but what worries me about George Pickens, right now they don't have a number two guy. And, you know, I still don't think he's an Antonio Brown elite receiver like that. Yes, he can make some great catches, but I still think he needs someone opposite him to take some of that coverage away. Maybe Pat Freiermuth is the guy that can do that, but I still think he can be an elite receiver. There's no doubt about that in my mind, and I think the Steelers think he can be one too. And I don't think they're going to go out and make, no matter what people are still speculating and saying, I don't think they're going to go out and make some kind of move for
We might have to make a bet on that, Richie. You and I might have to make a bet. And if,
I'll
and
be
if you
willing
lose,
to
you'll
bet.
Shave your head.
No, I don't bet shaving my head, but I'll bet you something else. But, yeah, because that could happen. I mean, they could make a trade for a guy or for someone if they don't have to give up a lot. The problem with the Brandon Ayuk thing is they'd have to give up a ton and then pay him, what, $25 million next year. They're also going to have to pay George Pickens, too.
Oh, there's the music again. Sorry. I got
Were
excited.
You playing them off here for
no,
a second?
No, I was not.
Richie, is
I want to go to Disney now every time I hear that music.
Hey, Disney, you want to talk about an expensive vacation. Anyway, is Beanie Bishop going to end up there a week one starter for them as an undrafted rookie free agent? How's he doing?
I mean, it really sounds like it, right? And I did an interview with him right before training camp start. He thought he was glad that, well, you're not glad that you don't get drafted.
He had an opportunity,
it
though.
Out for him. Yes, and he felt like the Steelers were the best opportunity for him.
And did they make Sutton change positions? Did I see that? Is he playing safety now instead of corner?
Well, they were practicing that safety a little bit. And they've always said, and remember years ago, they were kind of using him in certain spots, and he potentially could have been a safety. I don't mind that happening. I think you're going to see a lot of three safeties out there a lot. I really like Deshaun Elliott and having DeMonte Casey out there. But, I mean, until Sutton can get back from his suspension, I think right now, the leader in the clubhouse is Beanie Bishop.
We'll get to Fan Weather in a second. Hey, Richie, thanks so much for jumping on with us, man, and being our guest on Camp Chronicles.
No problem. Anytime. Love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.